The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, the Baron himself, editor of the Northern Echo, Peter Barron. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Ollie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I think those two are busy picking up pancakes outside here. That was a bit of a failure on Shove Tuesday, but let's hope everybody enjoys their pancakes without having to try and throw them 9 metres into the air. Mm. Your story for today is...
Story is from an airport in St. Petersburg in Russia, where a worker, in protest against heavy-handed security, stripped off to his socks to walk through the scanners.
And your headline is?
Ready for takeoff.
And do you know what, Peter?
What's that, Ali?
I can see exactly what you've done there. Ready for takeoff, Northern Echo. Sarah from the breakfast team, away you go with all the alternatives.
Oh, yeah, we've got so many today. Sorry if I don't read yours out. Cremo says, come flash with me. Come flash with me. Anonymous one says, beam me up, socky. Tony, just no. You're a very naughty, rude boy.
Oh, dear.
Steve says, the naked civil Soviet, which I thought was very funny.
That is good.
Steve says, airstrip. Tony, another Tony says, Russian through customs. Mm. Brenda says, there's no flies on him, which is very good. Mm. Vincent says, the red baron.
That's terrible.
And Debbie says Russian roulette. But the one we're going with is from Saul. Are you ready? From Saul's?
Right.
Oh, Saul, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Perestroika.
Perestroika.
Yes, Perestroika.
BBC Tees breakfast. Ready for takeoff.
If I don't get the points today, I'll just give up.
Northern Echo, the arbiter of all things fair, the greatest living Scotsman, David McMillan. Somebody you say, Peter?
No, nothing.
Right. Where are the points going today then, David?
I think Peter's going to have to start penning his resignation notice if that's his attitude, because not only is Perestroika really clever, but also Perestroika was about reform, and this man was making a process. It's a doubly clever headline, so I'm afraid, Peter, 2-0 to tease.
Where did you come from?